This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Are you aware that Ontario, Canada no longer reports WHO flu deaths by vaccination status? They won't report it. So if somebody dies, they don't tell you vaccinated or unvaccinated. Interestingly, the CDC chart that I was looking at the other day shows miraculously that since April of 2022, the number of vaccinated and unvaccinated getting WHO flu and dying from WHO flu is roughly the same. Now, if you look at the chart, they show this huge spike of the unvaccinated dying, and of course, the vaccinated weren't dying in these numbers, according to them. But suddenly, we fell off of a cliff, and if you look at the chart, and we'll post it, we're almost neck and neck. The number of people who get it, who are vaccinated versus unvaccinated, the line is almost tracking identically. If you're a mathematician and a scientist, you look at a chart like that, the first thing you say is, what happened? The unvaccinated didn't do anything any differently. So why is it that now they're on par? Well, let me tell you what it is. It's because of the fake numbers. Fake numbers. There's an article, Unexplained Deaths of Youth, and here's how it reads. The ink hadn't even dried on my story on the death on June 12th of a healthy young teenager, 17-year-old Gwen Caston, who died in her sleep. When I read this article about another high-profile vaccine-related death of a healthy 34-year-old, who also apparently died in her sleep on June 20th of 2022, just 8 days after Gwen Castine died. Important note, the author writes, the cause of Danny Hampson's death has not been revealed. But how does someone die in the very early hours of the morning you are going to be married? It's most likely she died in her sleep. However, the rest of the article still applies, even if it is later discovered she died from something else. Isn't it odd that nowadays when people die, there isn't a cause? Have you noticed the pattern, the pattern too, as noted in this tweet? And they posted a tweet. And here's what they said. Just 8 days between these two black swan events. It says, no doubt this trend will continue. As I pointed out in my earlier article, that these are not isolated cases at all. All the dead, healthy young people who died in their sleep were all vaccinated with COVID vaccines. That's the one thing they have in common. So this person writes, so now we have 8 black swans this year. And none that I'm aware of before that, and I'm 65 years old. This is what this writer of this article is saying. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I've already told you. You look at the funeral home directors, look at the insurance actuaries, etc., and you will find a very common thing. The theme is, we have a lot of people dying in age categories that we wouldn't anticipate. Another person I heard a thing on, and again, folks, you verify this information for yourselves. I'm not trying to be news. I'm just telling you what I've heard. I heard that there's a surge in women who are suddenly sterile. You want to know what they've done? They've gotten the vaccine. This guy goes on. He says, fortunately for the vaccine makers, no health authority in the world is investigating these deaths because healthy young people dying in their sleep is the new normal. Google search on healthy young people dying. He says, see, it's the new normal. Wasn't a thing before now. Nobody in the mainstream media thinks all of these deaths are a problem. This is the new normal. It's really stunning. And he goes on. and he lists a bunch of people, these various articles. He references them. And let me tell you how many articles there are. There's at least 8. And let me just give you some, I want to give you the name so you have an idea. Here's one. It's a pour out for TikTok star Cooper Noriega after sudden death. Bayside High School athlete dies after collapsing during conditioning, Virginia Beach officials say. Visitation, Breath It, county football player announced. Obituary of Tyler Mesher. Port Jefferson High School alumni star athlete passes away at 19. I'm just giving you some. Alabama Crimson Tide manager Charlie Wilson dies unexpectedly. Dayton shares statement on death of Coach Anthony Grant's daughter. Baltimore City public school student dies while on the field trip in Cecil County. Look, I'm going to tell you, I don't keep up with stuff. I'm not some historian on this. But I can tell you, I know the people who died at during my school tenure. I can name them. And I'm talking going 40 years. I can name the 2 or 3. Calvin Evans, Terry Whitlock, Burl Fee. Those are the 3 that I remember who died. I'm talking about over a period of years. Decades. How many deaths do you know like this? These are coming up all the time. And I'm not talking about drive-bys and things like in Chicago or Baltimore or Detroit or St. Louis or wherever. I'm talking about people who were in a sport, living life to the fullest, and suddenly, boom, it's gone. He says, how many deaths will it take before the CDC investigates the cause of what is killing these kids? And he says, let's be honest here. The CDC is never going to investigate any of these deaths. Never. And if they do, it will take them decades. They are so corrupt. And he goes on, even the great Dr. Nath of the NIH couldn't put 2 and 2 together and determine that the COVID vaccine could injure people. But I could show the connection with one Google query. And it's got vaccine injured, and it's got a spike. You'd have to look it up. But he says the most compelling data is when I surveyed vaccine injured patients and asked them what symptoms they had. And he says, I made a list. Most have nothing on my list. He says, the vaccine injured can have 80 or more symptoms on my list of slightly over 100. And those symptoms developed only after the vaccine. Just putting it out there, folks. People should be jailed for what they've done perpetrating this scam on not just the American people, on the world. These bureaucrats have cost many lives.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Japanese Prime Minister, former Japanese Prime Minister, was killed the other day. Killed in Japan, a country with probably, certainly up there, in the most strictest of gun laws. He gets shot and killed. What, did they need to have him on a registry? Should he have been, was it a bump stock? Did he have too many, what do they call it, the cartridges or whatever? What was it that killed him? Was it the gun? Or was it the fact that this crazed person decided to do an evil act? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. Yeah, the gun control nuts. There's all those guns in Japan, man. Guns. There's not. Very strict laws. The former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, shot and killed during a campaign speech. Taken away at the age of 67, young, airlifted to a hospital, but couldn't bring him back. One of the world's safest nations with the strictest gun control laws anywhere. And this guy built a gun What are you going to do about that, Joe Biden and the gun control nuts? What are you going to do when people say, I'll just build a gun? Well, it won't be an assault weapon. That wasn't an assault weapon. I guarantee you the guy didn't build an assault weapon. He built a handgun. Did you ever see the movie with Malkovich and Clint Eastwood? Malkovich builds a gun that's undetectable going through security. So, there you go. Anyway, I don't know what the impact of this is going to be, but I do know this. If there isn't any political gain to be made from it, Democrats leave it alone. What this proves, folks, is nobody's safe. There are leftists all over the world. They don't know how to ask, you know, how to settle things in their own minds in a reasonable way. They overreact, and they will kill you. Keep guns away from leftists. That's how you keep the world safe. Let all the conservatives who want to have a gun have them. We're not stupid. Anyway, I want to move on because I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's still a lot of terror attacks going on around the world, and they've escalated under Biden for obvious reasons. But here's one. More than 130 civilians were killed by jihadists in three neighboring towns in Mali, the government said. It blamed a group called Masina Katiba. Think of them as Antifa, which is affiliated with Al-Qaeda for the attacks. And you're not going to know these city names, so there's no reason to mention them, but it's in the country of Mali. In a separate jihadist attack on Saturday near the city of Gao, officials said at least 20 civilians were killed. The country has been battling a decade-long insurgency that has affected millions of people and has also engulfed countries in the region. These are terror attacks. Has anybody brought it up? Has Joe Biden's administration brought any of this up? Probably not. Yeah. I had the team look to see how many of these, you know, attacks are occurring. Because I remember during the time of Obama, I used to give you guys statistics like by decade, how many terrorist attacks there had been by decade. And then how many we were getting per year. And it's outrageous. And I don't remember the numbers, but I can put it to you this comfortably in the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s. There were less than 50 terrorist attacks that were noted. By the 90s, it maybe got into the couple of hundred. By the year 2000, when Barack Obama and you can see the escalation under Clinton and Obama, we would get 1,500 minimum per year, not per decade, per year. That's how fast it escalated. And it started happening in the 80s when Iran and the Khomeinis started taking over. Then it became spreading terrorism around the world. It's been a long time since I've had those numbers. That's why I don't have them in my brain anymore. But I can tell you, it's a significant uptick. So, is this it's certainly a leftism problem. Is it a Biden problem? Not directly, but indirectly it is. I mean, think about the exit from Afghanistan. When you can send American troops running and you will leave people behind, you don't inspire people to want to help or join your cause. When the Taliban can defeat the biggest, supposedly best army in the world, best military in the world, what's left for you? So that's where we find ourselves. And that's why these terror attacks are going to continue to happen. I want to play a clip of a guy educating a Democratic congressman about capitalism.
In this country, we're still down from peak production. You don't think there's anything that you can do in Congress or to convince the Biden administration? You don't think there's any regulations that need to be eased? You don't think there's any offshore activity, ANWR, Keystone, trying to get rid of some of the red tape for refineries? You don't think there's anything You don't take any responsibility. It's just all a Putin price hike. That's what I meant about breaking ranks. I think Ro Khanna finally did say, you're headed to Saudi Arabia, and domestically we're not producing as much as we could here.
Yeah, part of the challenge domestically in terms of production is that the oil and gas companies have refused to actually act on the permits to drill that they currently have available.
That's kind of a red herring, Congressman. So there's leases, there's also just the overall pressure from ESG and the green lobby about whether an oil company is going to make plans 5 or 10 years down the road when, you know, a large part of the population wants to put them out of business completely. So would you invest hard-earned capital on a five-year project or a 10-year project now if you were a fossil fuel company?
Yeah, I mean, it's not clear to me that the oil and gas companies really care that much about the so-called green lobby. They have made clear in their earnings calls and in their representations to shareholders that they do care about the record profits that they've been making on the backs of increased gas prices for the American people.
Well, they're not making what they made 10 years ago. So their records based on the last 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years. But no one, I don't remember you feeling bad for them when they lost $20 billion in 2020 either. So, I mean, it is a very volatile business that they're in. And that's, unfortunately, that's the way capitalism works. Some years you do well, other years you don't do as well.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I really enjoy listening to that clip because he's asking a simple question. What can be done? What can we control? And he says, well, they refuse, the oil companies, oil and gas companies have refused to act on the leases that they have. And the guy goes, well, wait, why would you put money into 5 and 10 year projects when the guys, they're trying to shut you down? And he says, all they care about are profits. And he's like, I don't remember you feeling bad when they lost money. You didn't come on here and go, hey, look, we got to help these guys out. See, that's the way you're supposed to have the give and take. Now, Hakeem Jeffries, the guy, the Democrat answering the stupidly, he has no idea about capitalism. He's used to government bailouts and whatever else. Anyway, I'm going to run out of time. I got to leave it there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Commerce Department is reporting retail sales. Consumer spending bounced back last month, rising 1%. Economists are watching these figures closely. The numbers, which are not adjusted for inflation, are a sign of consumer demand during red-hot inflation. President Biden Friday morning speaking from Bethlehem, West Bank.
We can harness that same momentum to reinvigorate the peace process between the Palestinian people and the Israelis. I recognize how hard all these challenges must be and will be to work through. Above all, there must be an end to the violence that has devastated too many families.
Europe's space agency's New Vega C rocket was launched from French Guiana this week. Of the seven satellites sent to orbit, one will test Einstein's general theory of relativity. USA Radio News. A new three-digit national suicide prevention and mental health hotline goes live Saturday. The emergency number is 988. Another lawsuit by Texas aimed at the Biden administration was written up on Thursday.
The state of Texas has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration seeking to block its new mandate that hospitals provide abortions if the life of the mother is at risk, even in states with bans on the procedure that do not include exceptions.
We cannot allow an out-of-control Supreme Court working in conjunction with extremist elements of the Republican Party to take away freedoms and our personal autonomy.
The lawsuit from Texas is the latest legal battle to stem from the Supreme Court's decision last month to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortion nationwide. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And I will say this, and everybody's going to hate me, but as a woman, just because you go change your parts doesn't make you a woman.
Right.
Sorry.
You feel that?
I know that for a fact.
That was Macy Gray, singer, songwriter, who has stirred up controversy because she dares say that women are special. And just because you think that you've become one doesn't make you one. And it's so difficult for people to say this. There are many people on the conservative side going, well, you know, I mean, I have to be able to think about blah, blah, blah. And they buy into this non-binary, non-cisgender nonsense. And even the word cisgender, what's, I mean, if you want to define it, oh, the people who are born, you know, who espouse their sexuality or their gender based on what they're assigned at birth by God. Okay, fine, we can use the lexicon. But here's the point. If you're a guy and you say, I feel effeminate, I want to be a woman, and you do the sex change or whatever else, you're just a dude playing a girl. That's it. Doesn't make you bad. Doesn't make you, I mean, it's weird. It is weird. And, but the idea that if you say that, well, you're transphobic. No, I'm not. I'm a realist who understands that that's a person who's got some mental issue that says, I don't like the way I was formed. That's okay. And by the way, even saying that, that's not making it bad or anything like that. It would be like, I mean, there are people that wish they were taller, they wish they were thinner. It would be looking at an anorexic and saying, you know, well, you, why do you keep wanting to drop weight? That's weird to me because all I see is your skin and bones. And then calling it what it is. We gave it a name. It's called anorexia. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. We allow controversy to come over nothing, over nonsense. I have no problem saying to the LGBT and specifically the T community, if you're a woman who thinks you've become a man, you're fooling yourself. You are not a man. You don't have the DNA, the things that wire a man to be a man. There's nothing inside of you that's going to do that. You've got the body parts, the physiology of a female, and you can shave off your breasts. You can give yourself a little ding ding, and that's it. No more makes you a man than the man on the moon than you know anything. It's just a lie. You're lying to yourself. Now, if you need to lie to yourself to feel better, I don't care. People do it every day. They lie. You are so beautiful. You are amazing in every way. You know, you do these affirmations. If you want to affirm yourself to be a man, affirm it. Do it. Go for it. Live it. Live it to the best of your ability. Here's what I can tell you. If you're a woman that comes over to be a man, there are many men who don't know how to be men. So welcome to it. Go give it a shot. All these people out there that get girls pregnant, don't want to raise their babies. Guys that shirk their responsibility. People that don't. Look, let me explain what being a man is. Because we're toxic, right? We got this toxicity in us. When you're a man, you understand, first of all, and first and foremost, you have a belief in something bigger than yourself. Second thing, you exalt the woman you're with. You see her as amazing, better than you are. You see her as you'll hear these Italians that will go kill people for nothing, but that's the mother of my children. That's the mother of my children. They won't even do things in the bedroom because that's the mother of my children. I do not have her do that. I'll leave that for the call girl, for my guma or whatever. They have a level of respect for the woman. I mean, they've obviously got disrespect too, but you get what I'm saying. There is a guy, you see your woman as better than you are. You absolutely do. But here's the other thing. You see yourself generally as the protector, as the person who's going to make sure that she wants for nothing. You're going to be the provider. And you take a responsibility. I'm talking about from the moment you become sentient as a man, when somebody instills in you what it means to be a man, when you have kids, if those kids are in danger, if they aren't eating, you will miss a meal before they will. You will miss a meal before your spouse misses a meal to feed the kids. That's what men do. You are there and you serve a purpose. And so now let's go the other way. If you're a guy and you think you've become a woman, you are delusional. You are delusional. It's for them, it is strictly a sexual thing, an attraction thing. It is not a heart. It is not a DNA thing. It's strictly just, oh, I get to dress up and be pretty, and I get to do this, and I get to act all gay. And, okay, fine. If that's the way you want to live your life, fine. But you are no more a woman than a chinchilla. Those are the facts. Changing your body part, but suddenly, I'm different. I'm a woman. You would call me. You would use my different pronouns. I would do none of it. And I don't know how you feel about it. I don't care. They can go back and listen to this program. I will tell you this today, and I'll tell it to you 1,000 years from now. I don't care about your sexuality. If you're born a woman, you're a woman. If you're born a man, you're a man. Now, you can delude yourself into believing you're something else. And if you ask me nicely, I will play into your delusion. I'll say, oh, so you were born Todd, but you want to be called Tina. And, you do look like Tina. You got your makeup, your dress on. Fine. In other words, if I meet Todd and he's become Tina, and that's how I know Todd became Tina, you're Tina. I don't care. But if I know Todd and he becomes Tina and he asks me nicely, I'll say, okay, Todd, Tina that used to be Todd, I'll call you Tina. But don't think you're going to force it on me. And don't think you're going to get special rights because you've decided you want to go into freaky nature or whatever. My stance on freaks, they're freaks. Inasmuch as a dude that's got, size 24 feet, I'm going to go, look at those freakish feet. Holy crap. If a dude is 7 feet 2 inches, you know what he is to me? He's a freak. If a dude is, 2 feet tall, that's a freak. Oh, Kevin, we have worse ones. They're called giants and they're called little people. No, okay, fine. We have many words for many things. That is a giant freak. That is a little person freak because it's something you don't see all the time. And there's nothing wrong with giving a label to say, oh, that's offensive to call them midgets. or dwarfs, right? I think there's, because there's two different types. That's offensive. Since when? It's a word to describe. I didn't know this. A dwarf is a very, very compact version of a human. All the limbs and everything are in proportion, but they're just little. A midget is somebody who's got the tiny limbs. You know, the big head, they usually have those bowed legs, and they're tiny, but they're not like a shrunk up person per se. They have there's a very different look between a dwarf and a midget. I know what that is. Little person doesn't tell me which one I'm dealing with. So those are the words. That's offensive. Be offended. I'm not. I want to understand the situation. I'm not going to laugh at him. I think that guy Peter Dinklage, you know, he's a midget. He's a great actor. He was in Game of Thrones and all that stuff. He's a great actor. I'd love to meet the guy, to have lunch with him. But his life is going to be different than anything I've seen, because I haven't been around a lot of dwarfs or midgets. You know, I'm gonna be like, wow, I hadn't thought about what you do when you're only 2 feet tall or whatever. In as much as I don't know what it's like to be 7 feet tall either. All your cabinets up to where I got my chin barely looking over the cabinet. Anyway, Josh Hawley had an exchange about midgets and all that. That's really what I wanted to talk about. I think we're out of time, though. Because a clip, how long is it? Yeah, it's too long. Women, this is one of these issues, folks, where even leftist women are looking at their cohorts, these Me Too women, these now generation women, and they're saying, you guys are taking this stuff way too far. They're abandoning leftism because, as Macy Gray said, she's like, look, I know y'all going to be mad at me, but just because you go change your parts doesn't make you a woman. And she's right. And that inner conflict is what leftism is all about. And that's why I don't understand how we don't make progress. Where's that progress? Are you standing up for your rights as a woman, as a conservative woman? But for the women listening to the program, do you just take, oh, well, look, I guess that we can't have non-cisgender, you know, blah, 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 you know, we can have LGBT, whatever. No, you can't. You're a woman. And anybody that tries to strip you of womanhood, it should be, have a real high price to pay.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftism is a cancer. Academia spreads it. And what academia teaches and what leftism wants taught is divisive, it's destructive, it's demeaning. It's all those things. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. There was an exchange between Missouri Senator, who's a Republican, Josh Hawley, and some black professor. And I'm telling you, I could do an entire lecture series on just this little piece that we're about to play for you. And when you hear this, I think you're going to get an idea of how destructive leftism is and the disdain that leftism has for people who dare want to discuss an issue, who just want to have a conversation, who may even be trying to understand your... Let me tell you, everything that I talk about on this program, I just talked in the previous segment about dwarfs and midgets. There was a period in my life I didn't know the difference. You know how I learned? From talking to a midget. We were having a conversation, and the midget said to me, well, you do realize that there's this, 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 this. I was like, no, I really didn't. And he was like, yeah, yeah. And he explained it. I was like, wow. Now, I didn't run from the dude. By the way, the guy was really strong. He was a weightlifter. One of the strongest guys pound for pound in the world. I'm not even joking about this. We were having this conversation. And so I didn't realize that, but you learn stuff. It was enlightening watching the things that he had to do that were different. I watched the guy that was born. He was a thalamide baby, and he had barely had little legs, and he had his arms is the way he propelled himself on his arms. He was essentially a head with just a hint of a torso and one foot and a little foot, and he would crawl up. They would bring him out. I saw this on video. I've never seen him in person. And he in front of kids, and then he had to figure out how to get up to this table and plant himself on it. And he has a little torso that's maybe a foot, you know, 12 inches long, and a regular size head, one almost regular size foot, a little foot, and two arms that allowed him to propel himself along the ground. They showed himself playing football, soccer. It was ridiculous what this guy was doing. And his speech was one of the most inspiring speeches I've ever heard in my life. But he talked about how he walked around and, you know, how he never thought, was never made to feel like he had something. He goes, I could see the other kids. I thought, what's wrong with them? It was one of the most inspiring speeches, as I said, I've ever heard. If you don't let kids be victims, they won't become victims. But academia wants victims. It's a cancer. It wants victims. It feeds on them. It feeds on their souls. Anyway, here's the exchange with Josh Hawley and this woman.
Thanks for being here. Before I want to visit with you, Ms. Minsky, but before I do, I just want to clear one thing up. Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So I want to stop it there for just a second. By the way, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So she's described nothing but women so far. Cis women that are not capable, this is many cis women are capable of pregnancy, but many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. Trans men are capable of pregnancy, and many non-binary people have the capacity for pregnancy. So what she's saying is anybody born a woman is capable of pregnancy, but she won't say that because that's too simple. See, that puts her out of a job. Because this is what academia teaches you. It tries to mess with your head. You can be non-binary, meaning you don't have to think of yourself as a boy or a girl. So if you're a girl, you could theoretically think of yourself as a boy and all would be good. So then you fall into non-binary with the ability to have a baby. The same as a trans man. If you're a woman who becomes a man and you don't get rid of all your parts, then you can become a woman. That's what she's wanting you to believe. All she's saying is it's all gobbledygook for you're a woman. And Josh Hawley sets a trap for it because he says, so this isn't about women then, is it?
So this isn't really a women's rights issue. We can recognize
that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
Now, if you're scratching your head by now and saying, what in the world is this woman talking about? Welcome to the party. I'm ascertaining what this was about. This is something involving the rights of women. And Josh Hawley is trying to figure out, is this about women or is it about special interests? That's all he's trying to figure out. See, because what the left wants to do is they want to pick and choose when it's women's right. When it's women's rights to make 28 cents, you know, we're not making 28 cents. We only make 82 cents to every dollar a man makes. Then it's something to, or, you know, or not 82, 72 cents for every dollar a man makes. Then it's about women. But what if it were trans? What if it were trans women who became men or trans men who became women who were making a dollar to every 72 cents that a woman makes? What is the issue then? Josh Hawley's trying to figure out when do we make it women and when do we let you use your special interests? That's what he's doing. And so what she's doing is saying, oh, you want violence on these people. Where does that come from? You don't want to recognize this group. Nobody, look, there's not a conservative on the planet that doesn't recognize that there are people who believe that there are freaks who want to be of the other sex. I have no problem with that. Oh, Kevin, you use the word freaks again. It's incendiary. No, it isn't. It's no more. It's look up freak in the dictionary and then tell me if things can be freaky. We use the word all the time, but you use it in the wrong context and, oh, you're being transphobic. No, you're not. You're being definitive about what it is that you believe. Here's the rest of it.
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important
because of my line of questioning.
Because,
so we can't talk about it.
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying that trans people exist by asking
you
if you're talking about women having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think
so. So you're denying that trans people exist?
And that leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this? Where opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Well, I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot just
from
this exchange.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
This is academia, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Josh Hawley, he's right. I learned a lot. Why are we funding these people? Why are we sending our kids to this nonsense? See, when I got to SMU, and my degree was in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, and they said, you got to take these kinds of classes. I'm a logic person, a pragmatic person, and I got to listen to this, and this is going to impact my grade if I don't buy into the nonsense of these people. Kevin, luckily, we had what was called in major and regular grades. But when you're a scholarship kid, they don't care. You got to maintain a 3.0. I did. So in doing that, you better make sure you're buying into this nonsense. See, that's how they get you. She says one out of every five trans people attempt suicide. Is it because of us? Why do they do that? Let me tell you why they do it. Many of them are still jacked up. They don't know what they want to be, and then they get forced into something. They think they want this lifestyle that they have. There's all kinds of reasons. By the way, that has nothing to do with you, conservatives. Nothing. She wants to blame us for it. That's been a statistic as long as there have been transsexuals. These people are disturbed. We should reach out to them because, you know, it's not to be ridiculed. They're disturbed. But I'm not going to pass special laws or anything for it because you've got a problem. I'm going to recognize it and try to help.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.